Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Star.
Good evening and welcome to Star Cycle. Hold on, I thought I took care of that. I'm really sorry. You're supposed to set that up before, and I didn't cancel that. But anyways, this is Star's Cast, also known as Natalie, with another great topic tonight. And it's past lives. Have we existed before? I was talking to the panel already about past life regression and deja vu. And it's just a great topic tonight, as it is every single week. I have goosebumps right now. I don't know why. But anyways, I've got with us tonight Stars Maya. I have Stars Dragon Spirit, Stars James, and Stars Cosmic Denise. And we'll be going by their first names, of course, and Maya will introduce everybody. And I think we should begin our topic. Maya, how about it? Go ahead.
Yeah. Oh.
Okay, Maya, go ahead. Take it away.
Hi, this is Sarah Maya. I'm known as Maya. And welcome to the show. We're very excited. And tonight's topic, our panel is going to be discussing past lives. Do we believe in past lives? Have we lived before? So for our listeners out there, we want to welcome you all. If you've listened before, it's great to have you back. And if this is your first time, I know that you're really going to enjoy our topic. And we would love to hear from you. So we are accepting people that would like to call in and share their viewpoint, whether that's an experience that you had that you feel is maybe related to past lives, or a past life, or if you feel that that's just absolutely ridiculous and it does not exist, we would like to hear from you as well. And so we'll just go on with the show. And we have four people, and as we discuss it, I'll introduce them all as we go. So right now you're speaking. This is Maya speaking. And, okay, so past lives, what is the spiritual view? And I also want to take a moment, too, to thank everyone in the chat room. And if you want to visit the chat room, they are doing one question or mini readings, so you can visit the chat room if you'd like to go with that venue. And we appreciate all the support they give us. And so just taking a moment to thank them for all their hard work, too. So, yes, past lives. Well, again, you're going to be hearing our spiritual beliefs based on our education, our activeness, our psychic abilities, and our experiences. Not necessarily, as I always say, spirituality is one of the wonderful things about it, is there's many different views and there's not really a right or wrong. So we're just going to be sharing some input with you. So I'm just going to start things out by saying that my guides have always supported the theory of past lives. And I believe that as human beings, that it can be kind of a technical to me, the way I've been taught is there is a bit of a protocol, but I don't believe that we live one physical life and then we return to heaven or to the afterlife, whatever term you'd like to use, and then that's it. I do believe in reincarnation and that we return, and I believe that, and we will get more specific as we move along, but I believe that we are doing this to accomplish lessons and to become, we're spiritual beings living the physical life, to become the highest we can be as humans before we move into perhaps that spiritual realm where we may remain or we may return in a spiritual form, for example, like how I view my guides. And again, that's just my view. So this is Star Psychics Blog Talk, and I'm just going to quickly introduce everyone. And we have Stars Dragon Spirit, and that's Cheyenne. We have Stars James, and that's James. And then we have Stars Cosmic Denise, and that's Denise. And I will remind everyone later on in the show or at the end, because we'll be referring to everyone as their first names. And if you would like to call in, if you'd like to participate in our discussion again, whether you support the theory or you refute the theory, the phone number to call in is 347-883-9736. So with that, we're going to move on to Cheyenne. And you can find Cheyenne on Star Psychic as Star's Dragon Spirit. So Cheyenne, go ahead. Take it away.
Thanks, Maya. As you said, we handled this end on the phones, but, you know, thanks to Judy Noah and Priestess Candy and everybody who handled the other end of it. And I'd like to see it grow bigger, and I'd like to see people call in as well, because it's always better, you know, if someone has a question or if they're really not sure about anything, it never hurts to get another opinion. From my experience, I always say we're spiritual beings being human, and energy doesn't die. There's a lot of things throughout life, if you pay attention, that points to these things between the diverse cultures, belief systems that have ever existed in time that has been able to be recorded. Everyone at some point in those cultures have shown different areas and proof of their knowledge that we don't die. We come back. I believe in reincarnation. That has never been a question in my entire life from the time I was a child. I think we always are evolving, and that's why we come back so many times. I've also believed that sometimes there are beings that get to a certain plateau and say, okay, I don't want to incarnate again. I think it's a choice. There are a few exceptions to that rule. It's kind of like a knowing. Everybody that is spiritually aware or enlightened has their knowing. That's the only way you can term that knowledge. It's like if you incarnate, you know, and I'm the type of person with my belief systems and the things that I've learned, you always incarnate with the same soul family. So, you know, when you meet somebody and you immediately, both of you just bond right off the bat and just met each other, it's probably somebody else in your soul family. But as you said, Maya, I don't want to get way into everything else that I'd like to discuss yet, because, you know, we have others to go to as well. But, again, reincarnation has never been a question to me. I've always believed in it since the day I took the first breath, I guess. and I don't think that energy dies. So if the energy doesn't die, where does it go and what happens with it? So for right now, that's all I'm going to say. And James, I'll go ahead and give it to you.
Thank you, Cheyenne. And, yes, this is James. well, I really like what both of you have had to say so far. One thing that I really resonate with is I do believe we're on an evolutionary journey, that our souls are on an evolutionary journey. And as we incarnate in each lifetime that we experience, and obviously that means I believe in incarnation, reincarnation, but as we incarnate in each lifetime, I believe that our souls evolve, gain new knowledge and understanding and experience, not just to help ourselves, though. I really feel like that is to help, you know, each other. One of the things that is very much associated with this belief system or structure is that I feel like we are expressions of the divine, experiencing duality, but as we move forward in our evolutionary lives, our souls' evolutionary lives, that we are becoming more and more unified. And there's a few different ways that I feel that this is expressed through different incarnations. One of them is very closely related to the soul family. I feel like as we incarnate each time, that our soul family or our metron, which is our sphere of influence, actually increases. Each time that we incarnate, we kind of push the barriers a little further out, and that's how we sort of integrate back into the oneness that we experienced before we experienced duality. That's one of my personal beliefs that has helped me through. Another one is, you know, with that soul family, I really do feel like I've had exchanges with individuals that I know for certain I have had a past life experience with. I think that is really my own personal that's the extent of my own personal experience with past lives, other than I have had experiences where I've been kind of out of body, and I've had a transcendental experience where I felt oneness, which I guess is very similar too, because I feel like once we leave this earthly body, we do experience some dimension and some level of oneness before we incarnate back into another body or reincarnate back into another body. Also, Shan, I really liked what you said about energy doesn't die. You know, it really just changes form. Even our physical bodies will eventually just change form and become another a different aspect of energy. But we're talking about consciousness, and that's what, you know, the whole reincarnation idea is about, is it's about consciousness. And that, you know, that energy that exists, that, you know, causes us to be a conscious being is what, you know, is our soul that leaves and then comes back as a reincarnated being. So with that, I'll go ahead and pass it on to Denise. I know I kind of just went over, you know, some of what others have said, but also, you know, a little bit of my own ideas on it. So I will go ahead and pass it on to Denise for right now.
All right. Thank you, James. I have to agree with everybody on the panel. It's definitely something that I feel is very much connected to the why we come back, which is a question a lot of people seem to have is, why am I here? What is my purpose? And why did I choose this life? Whether, you know, somebody's having a hard time in their life or they're having a great time. You know, they're pretty much always wondering, why did they choose to come back, and is there a meaning behind it? And in that, I do like to remind people that we all have karma. Karma is what it is. It's not one of those things where it's good or it's bad. It's not so black and white. It's simply, if you do one thing, you're going to get the repercussions of whatever you did, you know, and it's really up to you to figure out if it was a good thing or a bad thing and what might come back around. And in that, I feel the reincarnation that happens, because I, of course, do believe in it, has to do a lot with karma. So, for example, if you did something in a past life that you might need to learn the lesson in this life, you might choose to come back, or you did choose to come back, to actually complete that whole course. So it's a kind of a circle almost. It's just a never-ending journey for your soul's growth. And, of course, the end stop, which I believe is, you know, we go back to heaven, but we can always choose to come back if we wanted to. But at the end of the day, I think it's really one of those things where we're here just for our soul's growth. We're not here for anybody else. We're definitely here to help, because that's a part of the soul's growth, is having relationships and understanding ourselves through other people and having that mirror to understand ourselves. But ultimately, I like to tell people that, you know, you're here because there's some karma, or you're in a relationship because there's some karma. There's some lessons that still need to be learned, some closures that need to happen. Something is occurring that occurred from a past life, whether it's, you know, quote-unquote good or bad. There is a karmic energy to the whole past life idea to me, you know. And I'm a big fan of karma. I absolutely love karma. It's like the only justice system we have in the world. But I really relate karma to past lives. To me, they're very much connected. And again, with relationships, which seem to be very popular with a lot of people, you know, when you do meet that person, you feel like you've known them, or you have this relationship with them where it feels almost like you are the mother to a child, or, you know, you have this instant BFF connection, you know, it can sometimes point to a past life where you were actually a mother, child in the relationship, or you were a best friend, you know, so it can really manifest in a lot of ways, but I don't want to get too much into that because I'm sure we can share more about that later. But yeah, I definitely feel like karma and past lives are very much connected to why we keep coming back and choose to keep coming back. On to you, Maya.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Denise. This is Maya, and I feel like we're all pretty much on the same page. We all seem to support the idea of reincarnation. And again, if you're listening, we would all really like to hear from you and hear your views or your experience with a past life. And the number, again, is 347-883-9736. And I wanted to clarify for our listeners, both Cheyenne and James, and please correct me if I'm wrong, you have used the term soul family, which the term that I use is familiars. And to clarify and make sure that I'm defining this correctly for our listeners, this is a select group if you will, of energies, our spirits, our souls, that return and interact with us in many, if not all, of our lives as we continue to reincarnate. So there, that's where it comes in, where Denise explained where you might meet someone, and also Cheyenne brought that up. So just to make sure that I'm not defining something for someone else erroneously, just real quickly, Cheyenne and James, is that what you were referring to by the soul family?
Yes, it's a specific soul group that you incarnate with in many incarnations.
Okay, and James, is that what you're referring to also?
Yes, that is what I was referring to. Now, with me, though, I do believe that we are constantly extending that circle. And I actually normally refer to it as a metron, which is kind of a Greek term that references the sphere of influence that we have. And I feel like, you know, at least from my experience, we're going from duality to unity, and that is one of the methodologies that we are experiencing when we've moved from duality to unity is that expansion of the metron.
Oh, okay. Thank you for clarifying that, because I want to make sure that our listeners are following with us. And so, again, this is Maya, and I tend to see things and believe a little bit what James is saying. If we look at our physical life, for example, you know, we may have had best friends in kindergarten up till sixth grade, and then a couple of those friends, perhaps we had different, you know, views or lifestyles or changes, or maybe one of our friends moved. And so I feel that there may be a few what I term as familiars, or you could use soul family or soulmates. And I don't necessarily feel that a soulmate has to be a romantic partner. But I feel that there is, as mentioned before, an evolutionary process. So what I have been taught and what I've come to accept and embrace and believe is that while there may be some that are pretty much with us throughout our dwellings here on the physical earth, I do believe that some may drop off. They may, for example, and I'm getting a little bit ahead, so I don't want to go too far into that, but just as an example, we may have someone that's been a familiar, our soulmate, that perhaps is elevated to a different vibration or level, if you will. You want to look at it as levels, which is the way that I kind of simplify it. And then I believe that we have new people entering into that circle, if you will. And so I do feel that it's changing, and I've always supported the idea that energy cannot be created or destroyed. It simply can be shifted and changed. So one thing that I want to present to the listeners, and I would like to get some views on, is, you know, for example, someone that, let's say that you were born and raised in the USA, and you have no ties as far as your origins or your race, you have no ties, for example, to Africa. Yet every time you see a picture or you read a book or you see something, perhaps a show about Africa, there is a deep stirring in your soul. There is something, maybe you hear tribal drums and you have this overwhelming sense of familiarity. I believe that is relative to a past life. And so I believe that oftentimes we mention deja vu, the feeling I've been here before, and maybe you're on a vacation to another, maybe you live in Chicago and you're on vacation in Georgia or South Carolina, somewhere where the society is very different, the language is different, the accent. But there's something that just resonates so completely with your soul. I believe those are all past life related events. Now, the question that I'd like to pose to the panel and to our listeners that I believe comes up quite a bit is two things. One, and when I'm done, we'll be turning it over to Cheyenne first. One is supporting the belief of do we do we return, do we reincarnate as the same physical gender, or does that change? And also, what do we feel about animals returning as humans versus humans returning as animals? And I'll just state quickly that I believe that we are generally inherently male or female. However, in order to have universal understanding of all things in life, I believe that we do have to reincarnate at some point as an alternate gender to whatever we are, and that within every energy there is feminine and masculine energy anyways, but there is a predominant energy. And I do not support the idea that we as human beings return in the physical life form as anything but human beings. I don't believe that, for example, I would return in a lifetime as a dog or a horse, even though sometimes I want to, because dogs seem to have it so much easier if they have the right owners. But I don't. So with that being said, that's something I'd like to see. I know that's a question that comes up quite a bit during spiritual discussions and with clients. So, Cheyenne, what is your, and of course, if there's anything that is weighing on your mind that you want to share, obviously we want you to do that as well. But I just wanted to see what perhaps your take on that was. So go ahead. Thank you. Go ahead, Cheyenne.
Okay. There's a few things that I'd like to bring up. But first I'm going to address these two things, one that you asked and another that keeps getting repeated. And I really want to go ahead and make a pitch on this here. Everyone always refers to the duality of things and so forth and so on. As far as they know, as far as people's experience, things that have been recorded, the third dimension that we are in is the only dimension that has duality. All other dimensions are perfectly balanced, kind of like a hermetic bag. You know, it's not male or female. It's both. It's a balance. So I believe that the third dimension is the only space that we actually experience duality. And to answer you, Maya, I have always believed, always, with everything in me, and even some of my clients that I've had through the years, I believe that we incarnate, you know, for the experience, okay, but you will incarnate different roles, different energy, so to speak. Everyone has an energy signature, but that energy signature will be with you regardless if you incarnate as a female, incarnate as a male, whichever. I believe you're going to incarnate in order to balance your energy out. So, yes, when you incarnate, I believe you can incarnate as a male one life and incarnate as a female for two lives. I think it just depends on the experiences that your soul is wanting to experience and evolve from. Because of the duality of male and female, there's a lot of things that females go through that males don't, and vice versa. So, yes, I do believe that you incarnate male and female, and in different roles, you know, mother, daughter, father, son, so forth and so on. And for the second thing that you had brought up in regards to animals, I do not believe that we incarnate as animals. I believe animals, while I do know from personal experience, animals carry their own vibration and have their soul groups just like we do. The word familiars that you refer to, that is what I refer to the animal totems as, familiars. They're here to help guide us and to help us through things and, you know, to open our eyes. But I do not believe I have ever read anything or experienced anything during my lifetime that has taught me any different that we would incarnate as non-humans. Let me put it that way. And two, you know, if we're going to start giving examples in things in regards to, you know, how do you believe in reincarnation and so forth, one primary that I pick up that I always discuss with people is it's kind of like the Christ energy and the Christ theory. Christ lived his life. He ended up dying a physical death, but he also, you know, rose again reincarnated. I never believed that we live one life. Matter of fact, the Bible, when the Bible was first written and put together, when it was translated, it was initially said that it was in Assyrian, but when it translated, it had the word reincarnation in it. And there were different documents and so forth and so on through the centuries of time. The word reincarnation was taken out of the Bible. And there's papers and all these documents and everything that support that theory. But the point is, Christ had died and he arose. So, you know, if we just die and never come back or anything, that's a primary thing to look at there. Same thing with the Dalai Lama. Each time the Dalai Lama passes, when the Dalai Lama passes, there's a certain amount of time in state, but then they begin the search for the new Dalai Lama because their belief system is that he's reincarnated. But they will look for a child who fits the time period, and they will test them or verify them in our language to where this child will be presented a combination of different articles, different items, and they will be mixed. But in that mixture, the previous Dalai Lama that passed, his personal effects, his personal things are in that group. Once they find a child who picks out the previous Dalai Lama's possessions, they believe that is the Dalai Lama incarnated. So there's a lot of different things that we can look at, you know, at different points in time. It's kind of like the deja vu theory here. I believe very firmly that when we incarnate, before we incarnate, we draw up a blueprint of what we want to experience. And once we incarnate and we get this deja vu feeling, it's because we planned it. We already knew that it was coming on some level. You may not know it, you know, your conscious level and just below that conscious level, but on some level, something's going to resonate in you. That's why you're getting the deja vu feeling. I think a lot of things come naturally to us from our previous lives, from our previous experiences. Say, for instance, you're drawn to one particular thing, a particular craft or a particular area of expertise, and you have never, ever, ever studied for that. It just came to you naturally. You just started doing it. And as you were doing it, it got bigger and bigger and bigger. But yet you've never read anything, you've never done anything to teach yourself a difference. You didn't have to learn it out of the book. You didn't have to learn it from somebody else telling you. It just surfaced. So if you incarnate with this knowledge, and all of a sudden you're doing these things, where did it come from? How did you know to do it? So, you know, these are questions that I like to hear from people about. And going to the soul group, I believe as we evolve as a group and we hit a certain vibration, then we begin reuniting. As James has said, and the group gets bigger and bigger and bigger as it reunites. But I do believe that as a group, it has to evolve. Everybody has to get to a certain vibration, and then it brings it back together. So I don't want to take up too much time, but these are just a few things I want to bring up, and I would absolutely love for some people to call in to hear their perspectives on it and see what other people think about it, because there's always going to be many different facets of one subject, and this is a very broad subject. I mean, we could probably do this for a couple of weeks, but that's all I have to say right now, and I'll go ahead and give it to you, James.
Thank you, Cheyenne. Whew, I don't even know where to start. I've been jotting down notes as we've all been talking. I am going to answer the questions. Well, let me answer the questions first. I do not feel our spirit has gender. I feel like gender is a manifestation of duality. And again, I totally agree with you, Denise. Cheyenne, I totally agree with you that, you know, outside of this universe, there is eternity. It never ends. And outside of this three-dimensional universe that we live in right now, there is no duality. What I feel And so therefore, our spirits do not have a specific gender. Just like I don't feel like God has a specific gender either, or the divine, that God can manifest either as the divine male or the divine female, the masculine and feminine attributes of God. The one thing I would like to say about that is I hold a very specific belief in terms of creation. I feel like, and this is just what resonates with me. There are so many different theories about creation, but this is just what resonates with me. Before the universe was formed, before it came into being, there was only unity. And there was, but unity with unlimited resource and power, and we still have access to that unity with unlimited resource and power, which we refer to as God or the divine. And God, whom we are all a part of, contemplated what it was like to be divided, to be separate. And then you have the Big Bang, and everything was just, you know, there was just this bubble energy that was just separated. But still unified within the divine, but all of that is what duality is all about, the separation that exists in this time-space reality, which time is a duality, and space is actually a duality as well. And then, you know, I mean, this is a fairly long theory or belief system, but, you know, everything was just hydrogen, and then hydrogen started coming together, creating stars, and then those stars became so compact that new particles or new elements were created, and then those exploded, and eventually we come up to the place where, you know, evolutionarily speaking, we have humanity with consciousness, and now consciousness is evolving as well. And there have been historical perspectives on what that's all about, and that's where we get, you know, religious doctrine and theory from as well. But ultimately, we are moving from duality back to unity, back to what we experience when we die, when we pass on. I believe that we do experience that full unity, and then we come back, and then we're in the process of evolving back into unity even as we're here. So I know that was a lot of information, but that does kind of answer the question, do I believe that we come back as a specific gender? I don't feel that our spirits have genders, or that our soul has a gender. Okay, humans returning as animals. I mean, with the theory that I just gave, I would have to say yes, because we're all one. There's no real separation, that we're all one. I don't really know. I mean, I don't have recollection of being an animal. But I still feel like there is no separation between what the divine is and what we are, and even the separation between you and I is really just our experience of duality. I do feel like we still have individual consciousness, but I don't feel it's dualistic. When I've had experiences, like, for instance, when my dad passed on, I had an experience of him transitioning to heaven, or, you know, the place beyond this place, and I experienced oneness with everything, but there was still individual consciousness. But it was very, very clear that I was one, that we were all just one energy experiencing each other. So, I mean, I guess that's, well, anyway. And then the other question, let's see. Oh, those were the two questions. So I wanted to touch on deja vu real quickly. I don't really feel like deja vu is us just kind of revisiting where we've been in the past. What I feel deja vu is us. Actually, I really liked what Cheyenne said about it. I really feel it's us resonating with our soul's journey, resonating with the higher perspective of our journey. And so when we have a deja vu moment, really, to me, when I have a deja vu moment, my personal reaction to that is I know I am in the exact space and time that I am supposed to be to maintain my highest journey, my highest path. That's when I have a deja vu moment, that's what I feel. And I guess with that, I will go ahead and pass to Denise. Yeah, thank you.
Okay, and James, thank you. Before we move to Denise, Natalie's let me know that we do have a caller, and her name is Joanne, and she has something she'd like to share. So can you just hold on, Denise, with
sure.
your thoughts, and let's invite Joanne on.
Okay, here's Joanne. Okay, Joanne, you're live on the air. Go ahead and interject what you started to tell me.
Well, I have a question about what you guys are talking about, and I wanted to know, because I went and saw a psychic one time face-to-face, and the psychic told me, because I've had a really miserable love life and just really a bad time with men all my life, and the psychic had explained to me that the reason why that's happening was I was a man in a previous life, and I treated women really bad, and this is what I'm experiencing now is I'm a woman getting the other end. And I guess my question for you guys is, does karma work like that?
This is Maya. Denise, would you like to answer that since you were next up to talk, or would you like to pass that one?
I can go ahead and answer, and I guess we all can get our answers in as well to give her a well-rounded viewpoint of how we view that question. I do feel, as mentioned before, that, you know, karma is what it is, and sometimes you can come back in this life, as I mentioned, for karmic reasons. That's why we choose to come back, is for our soul's growth, to take it to the next level, to grow and evolve and correct karmic mistakes from the past. It is definitely something you can consider, but I feel like, to me, that might be a little bit enabling, or it doesn't really, you know, help you in terms of lifting your spirits to how you can actually improve your life circumstance when it comes to relationships. But yes, it is something you can take into play, is maybe there is some karmic growth that you need to have when it comes to relationships, because something might have happened in your past life where relationships were very mistreated. You know, and you see a lot in this life where you're going, oh, they're going to get it when they get to the next life. You know, you see those types of things in people's behaviors in their personal relationships, but I don't think it's something you need to hold on to. And I think one thing we can discuss later on is how to cut those cords so we're not repeating things from our past life, and so we can move on and, you know, get this course pretty much straightened out and cut out all the things that are no longer doing us any service. So, yes, karma can definitely play a role in how our relationships go, how personalities are, and just our mindsets in general as we come back around. But it's not something you need to hold on to. I think there are plenty of resources and ways you can correct your relationship behaviors and relationship attractions by simply taking kind of a time out and really defining what it is that you want from a relationship and what are the things that you need from a relationship. For example, if you just write a list of the top 20 qualities that you bring to the table or the top 20 qualities that you love about yourself, you can then go to the next column and look at the top 20 qualities that somebody can bring to the table that are going to complement the qualities that you already bring to the table. That type of law of attraction, list making, getting it out of your mind and really putting things on paper for forward movement can actually show a great improvement in this lifetime, so you don't rehash things that might have had in a, happened in a past life, or what you might have been told that happened in a past life. So it's really important to, even though we have past lives and it's great to kind of look back and see why things might be the way they are, at the end of the day, you really want to kind of be present in this life and move forward from that present state.
Well, this is Maya. Thank you, Denise. I don't think you could have said it any better. I think you were absolutely so very, very accurate. And I would like to go ahead just quickly, Joanne, and answer you and also address to the listeners. And this is just a reminder to you, Joanne, and to all of our listeners, that you're hearing from the four of us our beliefs and our belief systems. And I just please bear in mind that there are other beliefs and, you know, other branches from this subject topic and all others. So we don't necessarily, my way or this way or that way is not necessarily the absolute law. These are just what we're just sharing with you, what we feel. So what I would like to say to you, Joanne, is that I really feel that Denise was extremely accurate. I do agree that when we reincarnate, I'm very much a believer and that there is specific gender in all universes. So while I feel that that could be a factor, I believe that, as Denise said, I want to reiterate and validate what she said, that we have to be careful in a situation like this as well as other situations that we don't use a past life or something like this to enable or to excuse or to justify, because regardless of what our past life, our lives have brought us to, we are, as Denise pointed out, and Denise, that was just so great what you said. I mean, you just really, you really hit the nail on the head. So what I would say to you, Joanne, is that's something to consider and to perhaps be aware of. However, that doesn't eliminate your accountability in this life, nor does it, you know, nor, it, to me, it's the same thing as, for example, if someone's had a bad childhood and then they, you know, they create chaos in their life, or perhaps they get involved in crime, go down the wrong path. You know, we make mistakes as humans, but we have to be careful when we start enabling or finding blame or justification and use that as the end-all answer. So I would say that there's definitely truth. My belief is that there's definitely some truth there, and that is a factor. However, your job in this lifetime is to overcome that and to set that aside and to be present in the now and deal with things and find a way of, instead of looking at it as, oh, I have to make up for the past life, I'm being punished, I feel that you just have to search within your own soul's truth and say, how can I co-create a better life for myself and thus co-create better and higher relationships? So that is what I would like to add, and then I would like to ask Cheyenne or James if they want to add anything to Joanne's question.
Yeah, I would like to, if you don't mind, James.
Yeah, I will too, but go ahead.
Okay. First off, Joanne, as we were saying earlier, you know, we incarnate as male and female to have a different experience and different issues and stuff that we want to work on as a male or female. Yes, I do believe that when we incarnate, karma is going to follow you, but I do not think you have to look for the karma in order to settle it. In my belief system and with people that I have you know, worked with and so forth, whatever you're going to carry karma-wise, karma is going to present opportunities to you for you to bring balance back into that situation on that level and then to let go. Whenever there's a karmic debt, whenever there's any balancing going on, it normally happens in many different levels, not just one. You really shouldn't, it's difficult for people because when you hear something in this, the first thing is you hold on to it because you want to get it done, get it over with so that you get out of that rut. And the thing is, you can get out of that rut whenever you want to. You don't have to hold on to it. You don't, you know, have to have it beating in your brain constantly. And believe it or not, when you're searching out something like that, the harder you search, the further it gets away from you. If you just let go of it and let karma, let energy, let the universe work the way it works, it will present opportunities for you. You don't have to go looking for it. Karma finds a way to balance itself, because all of us, we are not going to sit there and say we know every single karmic debt that we owe, because I have not met anyone personally, and I know I can't do that. I know if a situation presents itself, then I'm shown or flashed or feel there's something that lets me know, okay, this is a karma debt that's being settled or bringing into balance. But again, you don't have to hang on to it. It's not going to be what your entire life is about. There's many things that's going to happen in your life. That's only one thing in an ocean of issues. Find some type of center within yourself. Get on with what you have to do. because, again, you know, if I don't get something, if I don't, you know, the universe is trying to show me something and I don't get it, I get hit upside the head with a 2x4. And then I see it, and then I can address it. But for you to chase it or to try to correct it all at once, that's just not going to happen, hon. And you need to breathe, and you need to function. There's a lot of other things that you're here for. And with that, I'll go ahead and give it to you, James.
Thank you, Cheyenne. I love what everyone said about this. And the one thing I hope you take from our conversation today is that you are not trapped by whatever, you know, whatever has happened in the past, whatever karma you're experiencing. You're not trapped by that. There are several universal laws. Karma is one universal law, and it's the law of cause and effect. But there's another universal law, the law of attraction, that's all about vibration. And karma, if this is in fact a karmic connection that you have that is causing these bad relationships, it means that there's something vibrationally happening inside of you. And when you shift that vibration, that will no longer occur because the karmic debt will be paid. It will balance it out, exactly like Cheyenne was saying. I liked what Denise gave you as a strategy. Write out the things that are positive about you, and then write out the things that you want in a partner, because that is actually one method to shift that vibration so that you can come back into alignment to attain the highest desire that you have related to a relationship. And that's, you know, that's an excellent strategy. Maya mentioned that being present is one of the biggest things, and finding gratitude and finding pleasure in the present moment will also help you align better with what you're experiencing in these relationships, and will kind of clear out the karma. Trying to figure out, okay, now what did I do and how do I make amends for that isn't going to fix anything. Like Shan was telling you, it's really just going to seem to be evasive to you. It's just going to seem further and further off. So, you know, again, be present. Gratitude is one of the most powerful ways to shift your experience and shift your vibration, so you don't have to, you know, live out every step of your karmic journey. You can actually shift your vibration so that you can balance it out. Gratitude is a huge and powerful tool to use in your life. And I guess the biggest thing that I wanted to say, though, is you are not trapped by your past. You're not trapped by fate. You're actually creating your own reality. And part of these bad relationships was, you know, your soul's attempt to try to balance out what happened in the past. You actually created that reality, and you can change your vibration and create a better reality for yourself in the future. So, Joanne, I really appreciate you calling. Did you have any other questions for us?
No, I think you guys all did wonderful answering the question. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome. This is Maya. Thank you, Joanne. We appreciate. I think that was a very profound question, and I think it really opened up. So we all appreciate your calling in, and thank you so much for your call. And we're getting to the end of the time now, so we need to wrap things up. I'm going to mention the number one more time, and if anyone else would like to call in, any more listeners, and that's 347-883-9736. And so we're going to kind of move. We may want to consider doing this one, having an additional show. Sorry about that. I stumbled on my words. Because there's a lot, as you can see, we all have a lot to say. And at this time, I'd like to move it to Denise first, since she didn't get to add quite as much, to see what maybe she would like to add. And we all need to think about what we feel is most important that we want to close out with, because, again, we are coming to the end of the show time today. And so just quickly asking, I'd like to ask everyone before we move on and allow Denise to share with us, does everyone on the panel feel that this topic would be worthy to continue on next week?
Absolutely.
Okay,
and
Cheyenne.
I think we can really look at relationships and, you know, go further into it.
Okay,
yeah,
so everyone kind of saying yes. Am I hearing everyone right?
Yeah, I think there's it's a broad subject, and there's a lot of things that come into that. So, yeah, I think we could do it again.
Okay, because it feels like everyone what I'm feeling is everyone has more to say, and so I just wanted to think about that and provide our listeners, if we were going to do that, with kind of a heads up. So with that, Denise, please go ahead. I know that you got cut off a little bit. Thank you so much for your answer. We all thought it was amazing. But go ahead and share what you were intending to share before our caller. And we love having callers, so we want to thank Joanne again and invite anyone else to please call. So go ahead, Joanne, or Denise, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Denise.
All right. Thank you, Maya. I did want to make some points in terms of something that James mentioned about deja vu. I think the label that we give deja vu could actually, you know, mean a lot of different things to a lot of people. It could be that kind of memory bank of, been here before? Why do I feel like this is an occupation that's choosing me versus me choosing it? That type of stuff. You know, it could definitely be just used as that word of, well, I'm having a deja vu because I'm remembering something from a past life. Also, I agree with what James was mentioning. I don't know if it was Maya that mentioned that deja vu had that little bit of that past life remembrance. But James mentioned something about deja vu having that sense of almost like a checkpoint. You know, something just got checked off to remind you that you're exactly where you're supposed to be on your life path. And I believe that is also very true to the term. It all depends on how you want to define it. But I think both definitions are very valid in terms of how deja vu is often used with people and what it can mean when we actually use it, you know, for other people, like having a deja vu, you know, things of that nature. As far as the gender question, I absolutely agree with everybody. We definitely come back to experience different genders for, again, our soul's purpose and for growth. And with animals, I do believe animals can definitely reincarnate as a different animal, but I don't believe that humans can reincarnate as an animal. I believe human spirits and animal spirits can send animals to us to kind of give us signs that they're around, that they're close, they're near, that they're nowhere loved, things of that nature. But I don't feel like, you know, we come back as butterflies if we've had a human experience as a spiritual being. Also, I wanted to mention that if you ever question these things, one of the most fun and brilliant ways to actually get confirmation is to speak with a 1-year-old, 2-year-old, 3-year-old. Whenever they start speaking in terms of your household, they are the most fascinating to discuss past lives with because they will literally go on and on and on about what they were in a past life. They're just fresh from the other side. They remember their past lives so well. They're so in tune. And they'll literally be like, oh, yeah, I was flying a plane, Mommy, and, you know, I remember sitting in the cockpit. And they'll even sometimes have night terrors due to the fact of understanding and knowing and still being fresh on how they might have passed away in their previous life. So I think a really great way to get validation for yourself if you have a youngin is to maybe sit down and talk with them about, you know, their past life and see what they say. And if they have a dream, we all seem to have sometimes have dreams about past lives, it's really good to just have those discussions to get those things out. But children are the most psychic, fresh out of the plate, and just really fun to talk to about the past lives. So that's just one little tidbit that you guys can, you know, work today if you've got a little one around.
Okay, and I guess we'll move to James and see, James, what you would like to close with here, what your closing thoughts are.
Well, my biggest closing thought, because I know it wasn't specifically related to the topic today, but the one thing that I really, that was profound for me in this conversation was when Joanne called and felt, you know, that, or she had an experience with a psychic that, you know, was referring to a past life. And I think the biggest thing for me, or the one thing that I would like people to carry with them, is that, you know, yes, it's a true reality, but we're not bound by what has happened in a past life. We don't necessarily have to be victims of fate or victims of what has happened in the past, that we can vibrationally change our own reality and come to a place where we're able to manifest our desires and manifest our highest good and the highest good for those that we're associated with in this lifetime. I think that to me is the most important part of what we've talked about today. And with that, I just want to thank everybody for listening in and for everybody that was monitoring the chat rooms. And, of course, my co-hosts or everyone else that was on the show today, I just want to thank you guys for showing and putting your effort into this show.
Okay, and this is Maya. Cheyenne, we'll move to you to see what you would like to wrap up with.
I'll keep it short because we're going to go ahead and do this again. I think the main thing I would say to anyone is listen to yourself, your feelings, things, you know, just something, if an issue comes up, does it hit you in the gut? Or are you doing something that feels familiar and you're excelling at it? I'm sure most of us have always heard everybody talk about old souls and new souls. Well, you can't have an old soul unless it's been through several incarnations. And the universe, you know, will always give us signs and reminders of a previous life experience if we just pay attention to it. And even, you know, here in this third dimension, there is a lot of information. There is a lot of things that have been validated to be true and so forth and so on that's recorded. So, again, you know, if you're questioning if you've had a previous life or if you're going to have a next life, there's enough experiences out there. And as I said, I think the universe gives you signs and windows and opportunities. When you're questioning these things, if you have a question, put it out to the universe. It'll give you an answer in some form. It'll give you an answer. But, yeah, thanks to everybody who come and listened and everybody that's in the chat rooms and Natalie for hosting. And I guess we will be doing this from what we discussed next week. And that's about all I have to say, so thanks.
Thank you, Cheyenne. And this is Maya, and I would just like to finish up with some closing thoughts. Joanne, I want to thank her again. She really brought up some good questions, and so I really look forward to next week where we'll have a chance to be a little bit more specific with what we might feel are the levels or some of the more reasons or the more specifics around reincarnating and talk a little bit more about how that could work for us or against us. And I just quickly wanted to say, Denise had mentioned about children. My youngest son, who now is 17 and a half, when he was, he talked very early, and he really, in fact, even though I'm in the profession, you would think I would have picked up on it sooner. But I have to say that once he began talking, one of the first things that he seemed overly concerned with was fires and houses burning down. And again, he was about 18 months talking in full sentences. So even though they were full sentences, as you can imagine, anyone that has experience with an 18-month-old, he was very young, so he wasn't putting his sentences together the way that an adult would. But it became obvious to us that he was somehow connecting a past life when he described fire. He had never been involved in a fire. No one in our immediate family had, so he certainly never saw or heard anything from us, and he had never watched anything that involved that. We were very particular, especially if you can imagine at 18 months, what do they watch? The goofy little things that bop around. So it was a genuine spiritual connection, and as he matured, he began to lose that, as Denise mentioned, that window started to close, and he no longer spoke about it. But that's very true. Young children, and there was a reality show, unfortunately, I really enjoyed it, but it didn't last very long, that was based on young children that had vivid memories, and what they did is they researched they would ask the child, and the child was extremely specific and descriptive, and they were able to research and correlate and pretty much more or less prove the data and research proved. So in closing, I just want to thank everyone, as always, for listening and for participating, and for Joanne calling in, and thank everyone in the chat room for all their support, and of course Natalie. And it is a very broad topic, and I just can feel all the energy. It's been wonderful tonight, and I really feel we have a lot more that we can all offer, and hopefully the listeners, we can offer you some insight and guidance into your life so that you can see how reincarnation going hand in hand with karma can work for you, and how you can keep it from holding you back or working against you on your path. So with that, good evening to everyone, and I'll turn it over to Natalie Starscast.
Well, you know, I'm sitting here listening, and I could have some input on it, but I think I'll wait till next week. But I have to thank everybody in the chat. We have a lot of stars there tonight. We have, of course, Stars Priestess Candy. We have Denise has been in there. We have Farrah Ann in there, and Stars Shango been there. And they've all enjoyed, and they're all been typing about the, oh, yes, right on, yes, and they're talking about themselves, and it's really exciting. It makes me, I like all of the support. I think it's very important. And also I want everybody to know that even though we don't seem to have sometimes a lot of people in the chat, people are listening after the show has been held. We do have a good listener count afterwards, and that's important too. Of course, Candy puts it out there quite a bit, and we have to thank her for all that she does as far as taking hold of Twitter and Facebook, and I do my part. And of course, I want to thank all of you, Stars Maya, and I'm going to mention the stars' names, Stars Maya, Stars Dragon Spirit, Stars Cosmic Denise, and Stars James for coming again tonight. And are we going to do this again, Maya, maybe continue this on next week?
Yes, I really feel, and that's why I wanted to check with everyone. I really feel that this is a great topic of a lot of interest, and I just feel, I know myself, I feel there was so much more that I wanted to add. So if that's okay with you, and
that's
it seems
fine.
Like Denise, Cheyenne, and James seem like they certainly aren't going to lack for things to discuss. So,
I wish you would listen to the show. You need to listen to the show and hear yourselves how great it sounds, because I listen, you know, and I can hear it all, and it's just totally, totally awesome. And I'm so glad, and I'm so appreciative that I took the reins of this. It wasn't the first week that we did it, and I thought, oh, geez, I got to do this myself. And here I am, and even my webmaster is listening, and he says, you know what, you're becoming quite the DJ over there. And I thought, oh, yeah, right. But I do have fun, and I think I add a little something. And I do have to tell you before we end that Leo said, I love you, to everybody. You didn't hear it, but he did, and he's covered.
Aww.
And he doesn't, yes, and, you know, he'll say, I love you, and maybe the next time I can get him to say it on the air, it will just make all of you feel so good, because that's how his mom, that's how I feel about all of you. And those of you in the chat room, we have a very special group, I feel, that have come together at Stars. More good things coming. You don't even know what's coming. And I want to thank all of you and let you know how much I love you. And, yes, we will do this again next week, of course. And with that, I will say goodnight to everyone and have a great week, and I'll talk to all of you soon. Okay? Bye-bye.
Love you.
Good night, everyone. God bless.
Thank you, everybody.
Night.